your building needs.
Welcome back into your post-game report on KGFW. I'm Austin Jacobson. Ashley Laurie, our studio producer in downtown Kearney, pushing the buttons, getting us on the air tonight. Always appreciate her help. She'll have a busy weekend, as will we for KGFW Sports this upcoming weekend, as Kearney will travel to Omaha Buena Vista tomorrow, taking on the 0-5 Bison. We'll have that contest in the doubleheader for the boys and girls contest from the Metro tomorrow. And then on Saturday, it's Kearney against Elkhorn North in the Heartland Hoops Holiday Classic. Of course, that contest will have pregame beginning at 1 o'clock and tip-off set for around 1:20. On the girls' side, we'll have the first half of the doubleheader against Omaha Buena Vista tomorrow. And then on Saturday afternoon into your early evening, it'll be Alex Hammocky on the call. The Hammer will bring you Kearney High girls basketball action here on KGFW. Pregame beginning around 5 o'clock and, of course, tip-off set for around 5:15. Season, but falls to 1-3 as we are now joined into the postgame report on KGFW by the head coach for the Kearney High boys basketball team, Drake Baronic. And coach, let's talk about this contest as it was. You got down early, very beginning moments of the game. Wasn't a 4-0 hole, but you still found a way.
Did we do that again?
No, it was just 2-0 this time.
All
so
right.
you found a way to break through that curse, but you take control at a 7-6 lead about 5 minutes into the contest, and you control the game the rest of the way. What was the message throughout this game just to keep arm's length away from Papillion the Vista?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we got our separation early with pressure because we were able to make some baskets, right? So if you're not scoring, we can't get into our pressure, and our pressure hurt them early. As the game goes on, we get a little tired. I think they get a little bit accustomed to breaking some stuff. So we got to lean on some better half-court defense there in the second half. But Ration and Trey Beckman and whapping three in a row and knocking down some shots really was the key of the game.
Four guys end up in double figures. Dahlgren as well as Endorf. They had pretty efficient days. Carter Lee ends with 10. And, of course, as you mentioned, Traven Beckman with 15. Good to see Traven not just hit that 1 3-pointer game and start to get that stroke rolling.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit. I don't think we've shot it quite as good as we're capable of. Shooters, and they missed a couple tonight that I think that they can make. And, honestly, they're a freckle of an inch. We get pretty scary at times, and so but yeah, Trey was huge. Good to see him see a few end of our there was he kind of flipped it on him there and but against guys and get some offensive transition going for us.
Thought defensively, you play tenacious. You looks like that have.
Yeah, I mean, compete. And so I thought our guys were flying around. They were getting after it. Our rotations were good. Where I was a little bit frustrated is when we are getting them into some tough, quick shots and we are rotating. That means somebody's got to go knock the big man out or backside rebound and fly to that backside and go compete for a backside rebound. And we didn't do a very good job of cleaning rebounds against their big man, but they're good enough to score from 2 foot. And we didn't do a very good job of securing defensive rebounds when they were playing faster than they needed to be playing.
71 points were put on the board tonight. It's your most so far in the season. Feel pretty good about the offensive effort in total.
Yeah, again, it always helps. Stared him down a little bit too much, but we were able to walk down. Jack went down there on his own a few times, knew he had a mismatch, and our guys were looking for him and got it to him. So when I don't have to tell them everything, that's always a positive that our guys are growing and getting better.
In your 8 years as the head coach of Kearney High, 4-1 is the best mark that you've started after 5 games. And you talked about in our preseason, always seems like the Bearcats are getting behind the eight ball on the season. This year, not the stretch, although the first loss to Creighton Prep, feels like the guys are really starting to get the ball rolling earlier.
Yeah, I mean, you just see kids getting more comfortable. Obviously, Asher Endorf is tough to guard off the bounce, and he's finishing better. We still got a little ways to go there, but you know, just you watch guys get more comfortable. We've played some tough teams early in the past. That's you know, it's one of those things where we're beating the teams we need to beat right now. It's a great year for us to have some teams that we feel confident against early, just because we did have some guys that were kind of new playing, and so this confidence hopefully will continue to grow the entire year, and it allowed us to get off to a good start. And so, you know, our Bearcats like our back against the wall, but we'll find different ways to challenge our kids.
Pretty interesting matchup going to Omaha Buena Vista tomorrow. Obviously, that's a completely different competitive level that you're going up against. How do you prepare for that, just, I guess, psychologically? Because when you look at it, Omaha Buena Vista, they're losing their games by about a 60-point margin. So how do you keep the guys just in focus and ready to go to the Metro?
Well, I think right now, if you look at our team, you know, we've got five guys that are playing pretty well at times, sometimes a six, every once in a while a seventh. And so in order to be a team that we need to be in the second half of the year, we've got to develop some confidence from some guys off the bench. And so I think this is such a great opportunity for our guys to you know, go out there and get some confidence, play well, see the ball go through, rotate, fly around. And sometimes it just takes one or two times of making the right play to just get on a roll. And we talked a little bit about that before the game too. It's basketball's a funny thing, and you know, sometimes it just takes that one time to see it. You know, we got a lot of confidence in our guys on the bench, and there's been some spurts where they played well. And you know, Justin Murray doesn't stuff the stat sheet, but man, he impacts the game in a huge way. And so we just got to continue to find a few other guys to help us against some of the big dogs out of the hack.
71-55 win. Good to be back in black. It looked like the guys are pretty juiced up to get out there in warm-ups.
Yeah, I mean, that was we've been thinking about that one for a while. You play a little Top Gun and then hit in the back in black. I don't think we've been in black jerseys since 2016. So a little bit of blast to the past, and we're fortunate to have a great administration here that supported athletics, and so we were able to get some alternate jerseys, and we thought it'd be a good time to roll them out.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time today in the postgame report. Always happy to have you on, and we'll look forward to chatting with you after that contest tomorrow at Buena Vista.
I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
That was head coach Drake Bronick joining us today on the Tilton Enterprises postgame report. That'll do it from us here from Kearney High School. Bearcats improved to 4-1 on the year as the Kearney wins 71-55 over Papillion La Vista. For myself, Austin Jacobson, and Ashley Laurie in our downtown Kearney studios, we'll see you tomorrow for more Bearcat basketball at Buena Vista. And make sure you're checking out more at KGFW.com. Have yourself a great rest of your night, and we'll